One-on-one matchup. Everybody else drops back, and Kerryon gets it into the front court. Between the legs with a dribble. His pass is intercepted, though. Bowers got the interception. He's going to drive. Put it up off the glass to C.J. Conrad, who slammed it home. C.J. with five on the feed from Bowers, 15-3. And the Wildcats are having fun in the early going.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And welcome back to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub in Elyria as we continue on the 2015-2016 Lorain County High School boys basketball preview. 16 of the 18 Lorain County coaches have showed up so far. Now we've got a couple of them. Brian Ansberry in his third year at Lake Ridge Academy, and Jeff Holzhauer, who is the veteran head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. And Brian, we'll bring you in first, and just tell us about coming off last year, off that 9-win season, some of your expectations for this season.
Well, we had a big jump in talent-wise in my second year last year with a few returning guys, and the emergence of senior now Sam Waldock is really coming into his own of a legitimate, college-level player. And last year, 9 wins was, first year at 7 wins, second year 9 with about 3 or 4 games that were, could have went either way. It was a big improvement that I was really happy to see on the floor. Losing 3 starters, coming back this year, we still have, 2 guys back, including Waldock, who's a guy that can, be a game changer. The key will be our guys that had some varsity experience to see how they can step up in terms of that. So looking forward to this year and see what the guys can do that had a little bit of experience, pick up the scoring load a little bit.
What will the strength of the team be, Coach?
We're a quick team with some guards that are pretty athletic. We're not a big team. We've always been an undersized team, but we got a lot of guys that can get out and go and up and down. And since I've been there, we've really done a good job of scoring off our press and being able to kind of put the opponent at disadvantage and use our quickness and things like that to get there. We got a couple guys that can shoot the ball pretty well, a few guys that can kind of get in there and be physical with people when they're driving to the lane. So I'm looking forward to this group. It's a great group. There's a lot of experience there, and to see kind of what they can do this year.
Coach, from the Keystone perspective, give us your thoughts on how this season might unfold for the Wildcats this year.
We're real excited. We have a great group of guys. A few returners from last year, a couple guys in particular, Brandon Cool and Austin Conrad, two seniors that have been part of Keystone basketball for a long time. Brandon Cool's first basketball game in high school, he was starting varsity, and Austin played quite a bit of minutes as a freshman as well. So those are two guys that we're going to really rely on, and they bring a great deal of experience for us.
What will be the strength of your team?
Our strength.
Big, bruising kids?
Yeah. We graduated some big, strong kids, but we got some big, strong kids coming back. We're not exactly extremely tall. Austin's about 6'3", 235, and Brandon's about 6'1", 225. And then Brandon's little brother, Brody, he's a sophomore that started for us towards the end of his freshman year. He's about 6 foot, 210 pounds. So, again, we still have some guys that are strong, that have worked extremely hard in the weight room. So we will be physical and we'll be strong.
If I remember right, last year you guys were physical, strong. You got after it. You could rebound. But, yeah, you struggled putting the ball in the hole. Is that going to be a key this year to maybe get to be a better shooting team? Am I remembering right? Or
you're right on.
Am I really?
Wow. Yeah. That
would
help.
Often.
That would help. If we had some guys.
You didn't want Jeff to remember that, did you?
If we had some guys that worked as hard as they're shooting as they do in the weight room, we'd be really, really good. But you know what? After a couple of years of coaching some big, strong kids, and we've been on the other side of things for so many years at Keystone with some talented kids. But at some point, you run into a team that's just more physical, and they kick your butt. And it doesn't matter how talented you are offensively. When you run into those big, strong, physical, defensive teams, it's always been something we've struggled with at Keystone. Now we're on that side of things, but we've lost some of that offensive skill that we've had in some previous years. So I guess it's difficult to have the best of both worlds.
But that being said, you know what? A win at 32-30 is just as much as 65-63, right?
I'll take it.
Right.
I'll take it. And so much of our offense over the last couple of years has been a direct result of what we do defensively. And that's something that's been a huge emphasis for us, that we have to create offense from our defense. When you don't exactly have a bunch of guys that are lights-out shooters, you got to figure out ways to score the basketball, and we figure that out by defending the heck out of you. So that's what we've been doing.
Again, we're talking with Jeff Holzhauer of Keystone, Brian Ansberry from Lake Ridge, as they sit here with us at Wolfie. So, Brian, swinging back to you on the Lake Ridge side, how do you foresee this team playing this year? What do you think the style of play will be for Lake Ridge?
Well, we're going to continue to kind of do what we've been doing the past couple of years and building a program in our system is get up and down the floor and, you know, full court press. And if we do go half court, we're going to be a pressure team with a lot of traps. And offensively, we're going to run when we can and then run our motion, a deliberate motion, but make sure we get good shots and good looks at the hoop. But I think our guys are really bought into our tempo that we play at. And in this preseason, we've been seeing guys kind of step up and really kind of excel at that pace.
Who did you scrimmage? Who have you played so far?
We scrimmaged Brookside. That was our first scrimmage. And then we had Larry Babix at Columbia came to our place. And they were a little bit more physical than us, but I was happy with the way we kind of hung with them. And then this past Saturday, we had Newberry and Jacksonville and a couple smaller Division III, Division IV teams that kind of were on par with us at athleticism-wise, but we were able to kind of push the tempo and score off our defense and get some confidence for our guys going into the season.
And, Jeff, same question for you. Who have you played, and what have the scrimmages shown you?
I've been pretty happy overall. We started off with Sandusky and Amherst, and then we had Olmsted Falls. We had Norway and West Holmes. So, you know, mostly schools that are a little bit bigger than us, some, you know, Division I schools that have been fairly successful. Sandusky had a great year last year.
I saw Colin Irish this weekend. He says he's got a pretty good basketball team. So if you scrimmaged them and went well against them, that's a good sign.
We did well against Sandusky. He does have a nice team. He's got a nice team. He's got a bunch of really nice athletes, a couple guards that can really, really handle it, really shoot it. So I was happy with how we did against that group, especially our starters, our first group. Our biggest thing is we have to develop some depth. We have the three guys I mentioned earlier with Austin and Brody and Brandon back from last year, and then Chris Sittinger up from the JV last year. We kind of been counting on him to be a big part of things, and looks like Turner Campbell's kind of finding that fifth man who's a junior that can shoot it. We need him to shoot it, and that's kind of his job. But we're struggling to find, you know, that 6 and 7 and 8. So we're trying to develop that depth. But when our starters go, our first 4 or 5, we've been very competitive against everyone we've scrimmaged.
Is that something that you'd like to have determined before the year begins, or do you allow that first early portion of the schedule to kind of play itself out, developing depth?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we talked about, me and my assistant coaches. I mean, it could be a carousel there for the first part of the year. I have no idea who really that fifth starter is going to be, who that 6, that 7, that 8. A lot of it's going to be dependent upon who we're playing, the type of matchup, because, I mean, we can bring a 6'6 junior off the bench and out there who has got some offensive skill. We got a 6'4 sophomore that's got some skill, and he's a tough kid and a hard worker. So, you know, we have some options, but those kids just have to come around and show that they can contribute consistently.
What the heck are they feeding those kids out in LaGrange, man?
That's
good Lord.
Take a couple of those guys for Lake Ridge.
I take Waldock,
too. Be,
so.
Don't be starting any rumors.
Boy, here we go.
Listen, we don't have any delay system here. Don't be.
Brian, what are the expectations for you guys this year?
Well, you know, it's kind of something that I thought talent-wise we would be down coming into this season, losing three guys that have been kind of in our program and starters for 3 years that are off in college now. But I was pleasantly surprised. We did well in a shootout at Midview in the summer, and then in our preseason, our guys have really stepped up. We're replacing three seniors that all average around 8 or 9 points a game. So Waldock coming back is a 16, 17 point per game score, and Jason Lucioni is a senior who's a guy that's, you know, 4 or 5 points a game. So our big thing is, can these guys step up that got a little bit of experience last year, and so far in preseason they've been kind of exceeding expectations. So it's hard to put a prediction on it, but I'd like to be, you know, somewhere where, you know, we can be competitive in our games, and, you know, hopefully match the win total last year, maybe you know, get a little bit more, and big goal is, you know, try to get that first playoff victory. It's been a while at the school since they've gotten one, so we're really kind of got that goal in mind. So.
And kind of following up on what Kurt Habermill and Bob Walsh were talking about in our last segment, coaching for the tournament, you know, getting that team ready for postseason, hopefully to have an extended run.
Exactly. Last year we had an instant classic with Open Door, and you know, Todd does a great job with those guys, and they were senior laden last year, and they were a big team, and we split during the regular season, and, you know, first round game at their place with. We were 4 and 5 seeds and went to overtime and lost the game. It was tough, but I think our guys are kind of hungry to take that next step in progression into the postseason. So it's exciting. The guys, we've done a really good job with the changing the culture of the program in terms of guys really getting kind of invested in the basketball part of Lake Ridge. And, you know, we had a lot of student support. We even had a couple guys come back that you know, played a couple of years ago, and this is, they're coming back for their senior year. So it's really exciting. I think the culture's changing, and that was one of my goals when I got there. So.
Very cool. Jeff, same for you. I mean, you kind of coach for the tournament. I know the pack's important, but in your D2 again this year?
We are. Yeah. I mean, we have all kinds of goals. I mean, you know, first and foremost, we just try to get better every day and try to do the right thing in the classroom and the community and represent Keystone basketball the best way we can. But, you know, Patriot Athletic Conference is very important to us. I mean, that's something that we talk about all the time, and we want to do as well as we can. And I think if we do well throughout that process of trying to compete for a conference championship, then we'll be ready for the tournament.
There you go.
So, I mean, that's our goal at the end of the day, and we always want to be playing our best basketball at the end of the season. And, you know, I think our district, I think it's a great district, and I think every year we have an opportunity to be successful. But, you know, as Brian said, it's tough to win tournament games. It's tough. And, I mean, we've seen Brian's team the last couple of years in summer league and then in shootouts, and he's doing a great job. And he's got a big-time score, and I think that's exciting to see kids develop like that. And, you know, I think maybe he will get a tournament win this year, and I'm hoping that we can do the same thing and win a few more. And that's such a hard thing to do is win in the tournament, though. And that's always your number one goal during the course of the season is how are you going to do in the tournament, and that's what we strive for.
I thought Bob Walsh had the line of the night. Tournament time, it's like a frenzy.
It is. It is.
It was great, man. But it's true.
It's tough.
I mean, you just wait for that next game. I mean, there's nothing like March. There's nothing like it.
It's so hard to win. I mean, you win that first game, and that second game is always it's 10 times tougher than that
right.
First one.
Yep.
And then you win that one, and the next one's 10 times tougher. So it's very difficult to continue that in the postseason.
That's what makes it special, though. Hey, guys, we know you were patient for waiting here tonight. We appreciate you coming out. Best of luck this season. Let's hope it goes well for Lake Ridge and Keystone, respectively. And we'll be talking to you as the year moves along. Thanks
I
for coming
so.
Out.
Thanks for all you guys do. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Guys.
Appreciate it.
Jeff Holzhauer from Keystone, Brian Ansbury from Lake Ridge joining us here at Wolfie's as we move right along with our boys' high school basketball preview. Again, it's presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. Great to be here in the back room at Wolfie's Bistro and Pub. Final timeout, and then I think we got two more to go. Wow, what a turnout here tonight. So we got a couple of more coaches to hear from, Danny Gundert from Wellington and Phil Kupta, the head coach of EC. They'll be joining us after this, so stay with us on AM 930 WEOL. You can listen on your phone if you download the app, and Rob online
at WEOL.com.